You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. It is Thursday, I believe. It's some day of the week. And this episode is our special caller episode that we've been doing lately. We'll take a couple calls from a couple listeners that are dealing with some things in their lives, dating related, hopefully, and see if we can't help them solve the issue. So we're going to get to our first caller here, and his name is Seth. Hey, Seth, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. And you?
We're doing good. Thanks for joining us. What's going on over there?
I basically wanted to figure out, I've been into this girl and keep wanting to make plans to hang out, and I've reached out multiple times to go on another date, and I know she's busy since she's a nurse, but she said no because of work, because of being tired, you know, all the above every time. And my friend keeps telling me if she wants to see you, she'll make time. So I'm wondering, is this true for me, or like, do I let her make the effort now?
Jared, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's making excuses, Seth. I think you should talk to someone who wants to invest as much time into you as you want to invest into them. That'd be my advice. Sounds like she's making excuses. I agree with your friend. She wants to make time for you, she'll make time for you.
But Jared, she's a nurse. She's a busy girl. What do you like? Come on,
I know,
what if she
but
really doesn't have the time.
Let's fast forward this, right? Seth, you get into a relationship with this girl, your feelings grow even more, and then you guys aren't hanging out as much because she's working so much. Then there's resentment because you're not getting your, you know, needs filled. It's just a whole thing. I don't know. It seems like it's starting off on a rocky road here.
Hey, Seth, I got a question for you. How well do you guys know each other? Have you guys gone on a couple dates? Are you just in the pre-date texting phase?
Yeah, like, you know, we met through a couple of friends, and, you know, I, you know, decided to shoot my shot, made my move. And, you know, we've done a couple of things that are kind of like, I don't know, borderline, like we went out and did karaoke together once because she, you know, likes, you know, having some fun at some different bars. And so I thought that'd be fun to do. And then we went out dancing together once. It's been kind of gray. Like I know she knows I'm asking her out, but it almost feels like I can't tell if we're friends or if she's kind of like knowing where I'm coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Have you guys kissed at all or anything like that?
On the cheek.
Ooh, on the cheek. That's almost more romantic than on the lips, I think.
Yeah. So like, this is where, I mean, it's like, it's so borderline that it could be friends still, but I think, I mean, she has to know, because there's no way, I mean, I've paid for drinks for her before and, you know, stuff like that. So it's, I don't know. And then, I said, now lately, she's just been making excuses.
Yeah, that's tough. I would say my best judgment on this one is that she's got another guy in her life, and you might be put on the second string bench here. That's just my guess. It's happened to me before. Happens to the best of us. Sure, I'm sure she's busy at work. There, you know, I'm not denying that. But like Jared said, if she is too busy for you now, she'll probably be too busy for you later as well. Like, let's say if you guys get into a relationship. So yeah, I would say maybe, like, if you're really interested in her, just stay in touch. But I would say don't get hung up on it, because it sounds like she might have other prospects that she might be more interested in my opinion. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I think I'm right.
I feel the same. Like, I hope you're wrong, but I think you're right too. I don't know, man. It's, yeah.
But Seth, hey, I believe in you, man. You got this. Just stick to your guns, be a good guy, and you'll figure it out. But thank you so much for calling. Best of luck. We can't wait to, hopefully we can hear back from you later on and hear that you guys getting married, having kids.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Thanks, Seth.
One year later. Yep.
Thanks, Seth. All right, next up, Jared, before we get to Sarah, we got Sarah coming in. She actually might be coming in right now. Do you feel better or worse giving advice to people as their callers, or did you prefer as emailers?
I feel worse. I don't like talking, because I just feel bad. At least with email, I could just express my true feelings and be like, it's like commenting on Instagram versus actually talking to someone face to face. I'm like, I'm not sure if it's going to work out.
Right, right. Well, I mean, hey, come on, man. You gotta tell them the truth. That's what they need. That's what they're calling in for.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Sarah calling in. Sarah, are you there?
Am I here? Can you hear me?
You're here, Sarah.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Okay. How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for joining us. What's going on over there?
So, you know, like, to me, I just kind of feel like I'm, like, just so over dealing with these dating apps. And I've only been doing it for like 4 months, but I feel like I'm just not getting like the likes or the messages like from people I would have like any interest in, you know? Mm. So I'm just like wondering, like, I mean, are dating apps really just worth the time and the emotional investment that I feel like I've already started putting in? Because I just haven't met anyone on a dating app. Like, it just doesn't feel like it's the thing for me. And like my friends, my family, they're like, oh, you know, don't give up, you know, the right one is out there for you, but it just feels pointless. Like, I'm just getting exhausted. You know, and I'm just thinking, like, wondering, like, has anyone of your friends met their significant others, like, through a dating app or like, even like through IG, like, you know, from Instagram, like people will DM you on IG. Like, I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at right now.
Right. No, IG has definitely kind of turned itself into a little bit of a dating app. Well, funny story for you, Sarah. You asked if I know anyone that's gotten together over a dating app. The answer to that is yes. My brother just married his wife, who they met on Tinder. And it turns out she actually meant to swipe left, which is like a no to him. And she accidentally swiped right. And now they're married. So dating apps definitely work. I got to ask, what would be your, like, what's your alternative? Like, let's say you get off the dating apps. How do you think, and of course, if you want to be in a relationship, you don't have to be, but what would be your alternative to meeting guys, do you think? Would you go out to the bars and meet them? Would you meet them in your church group or something? I mean, I don't know. Like, what would your alternative be?
Well, I'm not in a church group, so I guess that's not my my thing. I guess, like, I just have this like old school, you know, that you meet somebody at a bar, you meet somebody like at a party. But I know that like the dating app is just like what, I mean, I feel like it's just what everyone talks about these days. A part of me just feels like maybe, you know, I just meet like, you know, the meet cute, like at the supermarket or at Target. Like, I guess I just have like this false, the entertainment world is just giving me these like meet cute things that I just haven't experienced. Like, I just feel like I've been so unlucky in love, you know. I mean,
I do think American cinema has kind of sullied the whole aspect of meeting people, because you all, like you said, you want the meet cute, you bump shopping carts at the grocery store going for the same bundle of lettuce or something like that. I mean, Jared and I are both fans of dating apps, I think, right? Jared, we always kind of talk them up a little bit. It's a great way to meet people. I think the issue is with dating apps, it makes people lazy. And like you said, you're matching with the people that you are not as interested in as the people that you really want to meet. So I think it's as crappy as it is to say, it's just like a numbers game where the more like bait you throw out, I guess, into the water, the more chum you throw out in the water, the more bites you're going to get with people that you actually might like. But I don't know. That's a tough one. It's a tough one for both of us, too, because we've been in long-term relationships here. But Jared, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, dating apps can be difficult. But also, maybe, Sarah, change your whole approach to a dating app. And don't think of it as the solution, but just something to have fun with. And then, who knows? Maybe someone will come about. Because, like, I kind of also disagree with the notion that, like, old-school way of meeting someone, it's just... things are different now, you know, like my sister met her husband on a dating app. My cousin met her husband on a dating app. Like, dating apps are just a part of finding a relationship nowadays. Doesn't mean that you have to find a relationship through the app, but just like have fun, swipe through, see if you got, if you like, don't go into it thinking that you're going to meet your husband through a dating app. Just kind of have fun with it. You know, if you're not swiping through TikTok, swipe through Tinder.
I mean, but it's like Tinder, like, can I just ask you, because like I've done Tinder and I feel like that one is just so much more of a hookup app. Is there ones that like you feel like are more, because I feel like there's so many, you know, like Match, eHarmony.
Yeah, I'd say honestly, I'd say Plenty of Fish and Hinge are two really good ones. Yeah. I know that I don't know why Plenty of Fish gets a bad rap. I think Plenty of Fish is great. That's where my sister met her husband and my cousin met her husband. Plenty of Fish. I think it's pretty good.
Interesting.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Sarah, I agree with you though. Tinder does feel more of like a hookup app.
I feel like that's what most people are like, oh yeah, like I hooked up this guy on Tinder. Like, you never hear of someone being like, I married the guy from Tinder.
Yeah. My brother is definitely a spectacle in that sense. I would say my two favorites were always Hinge and Bumble. But I don't know how times might have changed. They might be a little bit different nowadays. But yeah, Hinge seems to be at least the overlap there. Hinge and Plenty of Fish and maybe Bumble. Give that a try too. But I say just keep putting yourself out there. Maybe have one of your friends like diagnose your profile. Maybe your profile could use a little bit of tinkering, you know, because it's always hard to like describe yourself on those things, especially when it comes to like your info page and stuff. Everyone hates that. So have one of your friends that you really trust look at it maybe, and then they can offer you some pointers, and maybe that'll help start attracting the right kind of guy.
That's a good idea. I never really thought, like, I'm always like just so uncomfortable. Like, I'm so nervous for like someone to read my profile, but that's a good idea. Just to, like, have like my best friend just look it over.
Yeah. Well, it's better for a trusted friend to look it over than for a potential partner to see it, not like it, and move on, you know? So just keep it in mind, but cool. Best of luck. We hope you nothing but success with Bumble and Hinge and all of those apps, or just maybe you'll have your meet cute like you really want. And you know, you won't need those apps anymore. So thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
Thanks
Sarah.
For having me, guys.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Man, Jared, I got to say, I'm very happy we don't have to be on the Zaps anymore.
Oh, the worst. I know. Well, listen, I'm a fan of dating apps, but man, being on them,
right,
it can be difficult and exhausting.
The theory of them makes a lot of sense, and I'm glad they're out there for people, but it just does sound a bit exhausting for us now. But we have another caller calling in. Her name is Taylor.
Hi.
Hey, Taylor. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for joining us. What's going on?
What's your dog's
there?
Name?
Oh,
his name is Hansel.
Hansel. Hansel. What a great name.
Hansel. So hot right now. Hansel.
Yeah. It's in the computer.
What's going on, Taylor? Fill us in.
Well, you know, just like everybody else, like the last 2 or so years, I've had a lot of changes in my life. And I have like more anxiety than I have ever had in my life. And I'm kind of nervous that my like mental health will just get in the way of dating. Do you think it's better, or does it like not matter that the person you're dating deals with anxiety and can relate, or I don't know.
No, that's a really good question. That's something that we haven't really talked about much on this podcast, I feel like. And it's a real thing. Like, obviously, people deal with anxiety and stress all the time. I would say, what would I say in regards to this? Like, Kaylin deals with anxiety every once in a while. And as her partner, the best I can do is just, like, offer my support and be there for her. As someone that's experiencing it, in your case, I would hope that, like, maybe you're, you know, going to therapy or doing something at least to help help ease it a little bit. You know what I mean? Because I think I would never call it like anxiety an issue, but it's definitely something you want to like see if you can get a hold of and not be so crippled by it, I guess, in that sense. But it's definitely good to see people that try to take care of it or like help fix it rather than just like be like, this is what it is and I just have to deal with it. Like, if you just take actionable costs to fix it, I think that's a good thing. And if you were dating, you know, someone and they saw you doing that, I think that would be a really reassuring thing for them to see as well. But Jared, what do you think about it?
I think sometimes when dealing with anxiety or stress, I forget that the only person that can really solve the problem is me. So in my own head, one of the ways that I try to deal with it is I try to recollect myself and think outside of my own body and say, okay, listen, the only person that's going to solve this issue is you. So either you keep living this way and keep living a lesser life than I know I can, or I actually go for the things that I want and work towards those things. And so that's the way I try to deal with it. Now, it's obviously much easier said than done. And like Dean said, there's a lot of things to help you with that I've, you know, that Dean goes to therapy. I've been to therapy, you know, being able to talk to my friends, talk through things, you know, just a lot of times when I have things in my head, once I express them, I realize they're not that difficult of obstacles to overcome, if that makes sense. Like, so many times in my own head, it just builds up and builds up. And I'm like, how am I going to ever do this? And then I'll be expressing my fears or my stress to other people. And as the words are leaving my mouth, I realized, oh, wait a minute, I can deal with this. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I've realized that I am able to handle, you know, my emotions.
For sure. I go to therapy and I'm of the like mindset that you can't complain about it if you're not willing to do something about it. So I've been trying to take care of it, but yeah, it's like it's just an uphill battle. So I didn't really know, like, how do I connect with people when I have this thing that makes me afraid of connection.
Have there been any moments where you've like personally felt like it's gotten in your way rather than just like assuming? Have you seen any like moments where it's been like pretty obvious to you that it's been a detriment?
Yeah, it's just I like the overreading of a situation, like reading into people's facial expressions or like body movement language and assuming a thing, which I mean, like you shouldn't do anyway, but yeah. Sometimes it's hard not to. And it's kept me from like pursuing people that I'm interested in or putting myself in situations in which I might find someone I'm interested in.
Right. Yeah, that's tough. But I really love what you said too. You can't complain about something unless you're doing something to fix it, right? Like that's really well said. Really, really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds like to me, like you're focusing on bettering yourself, and that's exactly what you should be doing. And then eventually, you know, the relationships will come as they may. And, you know, whomever you end up spending the rest of your life with, I hope that they'll just love you for exactly who you are. Whether you have curbed the you know, everything that's going on or you're still working on it, whatever it might be, that they still accepted you for that. And a lot of times too, it's like, it's almost not better, but in a lot of ways it can be a good thing to meet someone while you're in like a vulnerable state, because it shows them your true colors and allows them to kind of like get a glimpse into, you know, you being a little bit more vulnerable with them. So instead of looking at it as a negative thing, it could be a positive thing at the end, you know, where someone gets to see you for you and accept you for you, even during the lower moments, you know?
1,000%.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. So thank you.
Yeah, no, of course. But best of luck. We wish you nothing but the best. Keep going to therapy. We're all doing it. And I think literally every person in the world could benefit from therapy. So we always advocate for that. And it's good to hear that you're doing that for yourself. I'll continue to do it for myself. Jared, get back into therapy. You're blowing it.
I know.
But Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you being vulnerable with us, and best of luck.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Taylor.
That's going to do it for our caller portion of Help, I Suck at Dating. I like them. It's a little different because, like Jared said, you know, you want to be a little nicer to the people because they're talking to you face to face versus an email. And a lot of times I'll just like start saying stuff before having any idea of what I'm going to like, what my point that I'm trying to make is. And so I sound like an idiot, but it's fun. We're getting the hang of it. We're learning. We're growing.
Growing pains.
We're all in pain.
Our listeners are in pain. We apologize for that. But once again, thanks for tuning in to Help I Suck at Dating. Thank you to all the callers calling in. We really appreciate it. Keep calling in. Because this segment's not going away anytime soon. And at the end of the day, as much as I like being mean to everybody, I do love talking to you guys as well. It is a lot of fun. So once again, thank you for listening to the podcast. It means the world to all of us. Make sure you tune in next week where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.